During Congressman Scott Tipton's mobile office hours in Glenwood Springs on Wednesday, December 6th, Reverend Shauna Foster introduced the case of Sandra Lopez, a local immigrant that has taken sanctuary with Two Rivers Unitarian Church in Carbondale.
So I am here with some people from the community who are in support of the sanctuary that we have in Carbondale, Colorado. She has an active case, and she hasn't exhausted all of her legal avenues yet, and she's written Representative Tipton a letter.
Thank you.
Brian Meinhardt, regional director and policy advisor, represented the congressman.
A long story short, she's lived in this area for 16 years. She has three U.S. citizen children, and she's always been working here. She actually is in the deportation system for a law in Colorado that's been since repealed.
Okay.
That was SB 90, which was a law at the time that required police officers to inform ICE agents, anybody they suspected was undocumented. The law was repealed on the basis that it was unconstitutional. However, Sandra was put into the system because her kid called 911 and hung up, and then she was charged with criminal mischief, and that was immediately dropped.
Shauna and her delegation asked that Tipton visit with Sandra in sanctuary
so he could get to know her, understand her case, hear her story for himself.
Write a letter on her behalf
saying he has met with her, knows her, she's been a good resident of his district for the last 16 years. That would help with her case.
And also offer support for Rosa, another immigrant in sanctuary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rosa has an application for residency that was accepted in 2001. However, the backlog for her category is years behind the current date.
We would really appreciate Tipton's help to accelerate her case so that she's not deported while she's also has a legal avenue of
right,
citizenship.
Yeah, no, I understand the frustrations with that priority date. My brother-in-law is attempting to immigrate from Guatemala. They're going through the process, and it's very lengthy, so we've got some firsthand knowledge of, it can be a slog.
Tipton's representative, Brian Meinhardt, confirmed that they will look into Sandra's case.
Yeah. I would love to dive into her situation. I know that the office is aware of Rosa's situation,
okay.
And they've had discussions. It's our Pueblo office primarily. We'll definitely look into it.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.